R's. I can count the R's at the Formula One. Sounds might buzz and just take up the entire of the Buddh International Circuit and just engulf us in all of that euphoria. I'm RJ Rishi Kapoor. With me is Formula One enthusiast and columnist Kunal Shah. Both of us are taking you through this blog, this small little education kindergarten of Formula One of sorts, where we're actually putting together information regarding the sport. And Kunal with me is here. Kunal, this is lesson number two. And here I want to talk about the fact that how does a Formula One driver prepare for a Grand Prix? So if you have to go for a drive, you just sit inside a car, buckle up and drive away, isn't it?
Well, it sounds as simple that, you know, you just sit in a car, buckle up and drive away. But there are a lot of unknowns that all the drivers are going to encounter. This is the first time that most drivers will be visiting India. I mean, as far as I know, I think Lewis Hamilton and the Sahara Force India drivers have been coming almost every year.
Correct.
But they will need to get used to the new climate conditions. They need to get used to probably Indian food, while most teams will bring their catering. And of course, they need to get used to the track surface and how the track evolves over the 3 days of the Grand Prix weekend.
And because it's, I guess this is the hottest race of the year. But no, it's in winter in India, especially in Delhi, where it really gets chilly. So do you expect lower track temperatures for this race?
No, actually, the track temperatures are going to be somewhere in the mid-30s, which is actually higher than what Formula One usually races in. And let me tell you that this is going to be slightly mixed bag, because the Ferrari enjoys the higher track temperatures, but Pirelli has brought in the harder compound. So this brings me to, you know, letting you know that all teams are actually entering the unknown when they come to the Buddh International Circuit.
That is fantastic news for the fans who want to see some racing. But getting back to the preparation of the drivers, I've heard that some of the drivers work out about 4 hours a day, especially for their neck muscles, because a lot of strain, a lot of gravitational forces acting during corners, 3Gs, 4Gs, as we say. So it must be a lot of workout. Difficult for the common man to understand that a driver needs to work out, because the cockpit is so small. In order to fit in that cockpit, you need to be really, really supremely fit.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, I was just speaking to a few of the Sahara Force India drivers. In fact, they've told me that, you know, they've not really changed anything from their preparation routine. But what really helps them additionally is doing simulation runs in the simulators, because that allows you to figure out what direction is the track changing in next, and allows you to learn the track. So, of course, the simulator doesn't necessarily simulate the curbs and the bumps that exist on each track.
You know, for a layman who's actually playing this on a PlayStation or a computer, how different is the simulator? Because you brought the topic up. Simulator is specifically designed by Formula One teams. A lot of money goes into it. So if the games are so good and graphically so enhanced, then why is the simulator so difficult and different?
See, when you sit and drive Formula One cars on a PlayStation 3, it doesn't necessarily need to be as real. But the reason why F1 teams have simulators is so that they can simulate the existing conditions of the track. F1 teams have a lot of complex simulators.
Which means that if there are bumps on the track is bumpy, for example, in Brazil, so you'll actually feel it in the simulator.
You can. You, of course, can. I mean, you can simulate the bump, but you can't simulate how the car would react on the bump in real life.
So that's a more expensive PlayStation you're providing the drivers, which is a great learning experience for them, especially for a new circuit like the Buddh International Circuit, the Indian Grand Prix. Now, let me focus to another thing in Formula One that people usually don't realize, and that is how important the tires are. For them, it's just a tire. You just put on the tire and you start racing. But nobody understands what tire temperatures are, or how they react to different kinds of tracks, what is the abrasion rate, why there are different kinds of compounds. So we'll try and just wrap it up a little bit about the tires and the different compounds with Pirelli.
Yeah, see, the tires are the single most critical part of Formula racing, because that's what connects the car to the ground. And typically what happens is, in modern day Formula One, how tire wear is, I mean, how the car treats tires defines tire wear. And the more you use the tires, the more you'll have to stop, and the more number of pit stops, the less the time you will spend racing and more time in the pits. So that's pretty much the thing. I mean, figuring out how tires are going to react at the Buddh International Circuit is going to be any and every team's biggest challenge. And Pirelli is bringing their hard and soft compounds. So they are also playing it safe, because they do not know how the surface is going to react on their tires.
You know, Kunal, one very interesting thing that comes to my mind is, just because it's just rained in Mumbai and the clouds have gone away, maybe these clouds could be close to Delhi during or near the Grand Prix weekend, and we might just see some light showers here and there, and the monsoon compound, the other weather tires, the intermediate tires might just come in. So why don't you just pull in the intermediate tires in this discussion as well?
See, you know, if it rains, which I hope it doesn't, and I'm probably expecting it not to, I have not really heard of November rain in Delhi. But should it rain, I'm sure it'll just make life more interesting for the fans, but more difficult for the teams. Because not only are we learning new circuits, but when you spend your practice sessions on a new circuit, on the intermediate tire or the wet tire, what happens is while the drivers get to learn the circuit, the teams do not collect any dry running data, which is pretty important for race day.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, even if it rains, I wouldn't guess that it's going to rain or it's going to pour like it probably did in Canada. So, the teams will need to get as much of dry running data as possible to make their life easy.
Brilliant. Everybody's counting on the double world champion to do it again. Of course, we have a lot of them on the track. We have Alonso, we have Vettel, we have Michael Schumacher, who've all been multiple champions now. So, anybody's race, it's going to be. But looks like Vettel is going to eat the cake a little easier than the others. Very soon, we'll be talking about how the teams get to a Grand Prix circuit, what is the DRS, the very highly publicized curse system, and how do they affect the normal cars that we drive every day also. So, Kunal, thank you so much. You are also warming up for the Grand Prix. Do you think you're ever going to get a chance to drive on that track? Like, that's a dream.
Yes, I guess that's a dream, and I'm really hoping that I someday just pick up any car I get and just go about on the circuit. And I think what we should discuss in the next episode, and something that I'd like to share with all our listeners, is how teams also prepare for a Formula One race.
How do they prepare? There's a lot of cargo, there's tons of expertise, computers, super chips, everything getting together to make that one small little car that they call the best car in the world. I'm hoping for a lot of action. Kunal is with me, and we're both going to be talking to you about the Grand Prix, about the technology, and educating you a little bit about what we know. Thank you so much, Kunal.
Thank you, Rishi. Thank you, people.
Thank you so much. If you have some input, some comments to give, you can click on the link below and you can add on to us. And if there is a question or two that you want us to answer, we'd be happy to do that. Till then, you keep listening.